Now, did you know that by next year, an estimated 500,000 Australians will be living with some degree of vision loss? The effects of visual impairments are not just physical, with studies showing that visual disabilities can lead to long battles with depression, anxiety, and stress. Now, here to talk to us this morning about the realities of sight loss and how everyone can overcome their difficulties is the director of Guide Dogs New South Wales. Her name is Layla Davis. Layla, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now, for our listeners out there who may not know, how big a problem is vision loss here in Australia? How many people do we see it affect every single year?
Well, it is actually quite staggering. I mean, as you mentioned this morning, the latest statistics that we have is that by 2020, over 500,000 Australians will be living with sight loss. This is the report that we've just received. And so at Guide Dogs, we really wanted to understand how that impact our clients. We really wanted to dig in and understand the emotional and psychological impacts of that so that we can make sure that our services support them. And that's where we found out that 70% of respondents said that they felt depressed, and over 90% felt that society could do more to recognise the daily struggles of those experiencing sight loss go through. But what was really heartbreaking for us was that some clients said that they even felt that life wasn't worth living before seeking our support. So that's why the services that we provide in terms of orientation and mobility and our beautiful guide dogs, which I'm sure your listeners are probably well aware of, are just so important because they're the things that really allow people to stay independent and mobile and connected to their communities.
Do you think that these issues and these struggles with mental health are often forgotten when it comes to dealing with vision impairment? Because I feel like when you think of vision loss and vision impairment, you think of all the physical ailments before you think of the mental health side of things.
Oh, certainly. But that's also why doing these sorts of studies are so important. What this highlights is actually how prolific moments of depression and loneliness is for people who experience sight loss, and actually why this needs to be addressed as a matter of urgency. The support that we provide at Guide Dogs enables independence and connection to community, and that's certainly what our clients have said to us is so important. Essentially, we provide people living with sight loss a best friend, and look, that's really obvious when you see the connection between a person with their guide dog. You know, that's really obvious. You can see that connection. But everything that we provide with, when we provide someone with their training through a cane, but all our other services with technology, through assistance with apps and everything else, is actually someone to guide them and support them through their difficult journey and help them overcome these very real daily challenges.
Absolutely. Now, you mentioned there that a lot of guide dogs become their owner's best friends. There are some really obvious, I guess, advantages beyond the physical assistance that guide dogs play. How have you seen them help address kind of mental health issues with your clients?
Oh, certainly. I mean, you can see the connection to community is really important in being able to allow people to remain connected to workforce. And you can just imagine being able to stay connected to work, being able to still be valued in your family life. All of those things allow you to still feel a valued member of your family. And all of those things allow you to still feel like, no, you're still being a valued member of society, and they're all part of your emotional well-being. And I think every single person can understand when you have empathy, all of those things are really important. And we take all of that into account at Guide Dogs. And we make sure that if a client comes to us, we're looking after their holistic health, and how can we make sure that we can support them no matter what their needs are. We'll say, let's support you in your sight loss journey.
The work that you and the whole team at Guide Dogs do is so incredibly important, and everyone here on the team are huge, huge fans of what you guys do. But like any charity, I would assume that you do need help from the public and people listening to be able to continue doing your work out there. People who are just as absolutely heartwarmed by everything you've told me this morning and all the amazing work that you're doing. How can we help? How can people get on board?
Thank you so much for asking. Our goal is to make sure that no one has to face sight loss alone, because that is what so is important. We want to make sure that no one is left out of life. With more and more Australians losing their sight than ever before, public support has never been more needed. We would love for people to go onto our website or call our 1800 number, 1-800-804-805, and donate to us and to join our Guide Dog family. And so that you can help support every single one of these Australians so that they do not go through sight loss alone.
Absolutely. It's all about helping everyone in our community, and this is one very real way in which we can do it. Layla, again, the work you do is amazing. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me, and thank you to all your listeners.